KCM from St. Almond, North Virginia.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hi.
I thought I'd start by telling y'all that I'm a middle child. I have two older sisters and two younger brothers. And I'm very nervous. Well, my sisters, like, they're 6 years older than me, and I really didn't get to know them until I really got Nalatine. My oldest sister, I really didn't ever feel like I knew her, because I guess it's because our age is different and everything. And my second sister, I was jealous. I wanted to be like her. She had my dad's attention. She was my dad's buddy. And, you know, it really hurt a lot. And then I wanted my mom's attention too, but she got the boys because they're younger. I mean, my brothers had their attention, her attention, because they're a lot younger, you know, and they needed mommy. And so when my dad would go out or something, Tina was at the dating age, you know, by the time. And when dad really wanted, and the dad started wanting to do things with me, and he would go out to get his bottle, and I'd go with him to get his bottle. And he would say, "Now don't tell mommy." And I said, "I won't. Oh, I won't tell mommy." And he goes, "Did I tell you I loved you?" And I said, "Yes, daddy, I love you too." And so that's what I needed. I needed his love. And then I'd go straight home and straight to mom and say, "Mommy, hey, mommy, daddy got a bottle." And she'd say, "Oh, Tracy." And she would hug me and kiss me and tell me, "It's okay, I love you." And see, I got my mom's love then too. But I was lying to him, babe. I mean, and then, when he really started drinking, you know, heavily, and he found out that I'd go to mom and tell her, and he would get mad about that. And he probably, you know, didn't even, he was so passed out all the time that I really didn't get close to him as much as I really wanted to. And when he got mad at me for telling mom, because he wouldn't take me because he then mom knew and he didn't want mom to know, so he wouldn't take me with him anymore. And so I didn't have anything to go to mom to tell mom. So we would go searching. I'd go searching around the house, and my whole family did, looking for dad's bottle. And then, you know, we'd take him to that to mom. Say, "Mom, we found dad's bottle." And of course, it maybe poured out or something. But, and so then mom started letting me go to my friend's house. I had this very close family and a girl I went to school with. And she would let me go to their house and stay weekends, weekdays, school days, you know, and everything with them. And because they gave me love. You know, they gave me so much love. And they treated me just like one of theirs. And I'd go to their house, and they'd take me to movies and stuff. And I spent like 24 hours there. And then I'd come home. Like, I'd stay, it was a day for me to come home. We'd just got back from a movie or something. I'd come in the house, and they were going to Kroger's, go to the grocery store. And so I'd run in the house, and mom wasn't home. Because mom always said yes, I could go anywhere with them. So I came running in the house, and there's dad. And I said, "Dad, can I go to the grocery store with the Ardells?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, mom would let me," and he'd say, "Okay." So, you know, when he was drinking, he was just like a little boy. I mean, he was my age. And when he was drinking, and I could get away with pretty much, you know, murder. And then it came to the time when my sister, that I was jealous, she got to do everything because she was older, you know. And she started going to Alateen. And I wanted to go to Alateen so bad. So bad, because she had been coming home and being really happy. And I wanted to find out what it was about. So on my 12th birthday, it was the night to go to Alateen. So when I turned 12, I went straight to Alateen. And I got there and I was so quiet. I wouldn't speak. Now y'all would not believe I was shy. I'm not shy no more, that's for sure. And I wouldn't talk to anyone. And I sat at my sister's feet during the meetings, you know, being really quiet. And when it was time to read the 12 steps or something, we would go around and just read one step each. And I wouldn't even talk. And then it got to the point where I started speaking up a little. And then my sister was getting older. And she's like 6 years older. But it was about time for her to go to college. And she was going out and she wouldn't come to Allison as much. And I was talking more then. And I had became friends with all the other teens. And I would go to the meetings without Tina, and I would tell my problems. And I had this big problem with my brothers. I was at the age I could babysit my brothers. And because my sister would be going out. My older sister, she was married by then. She was married when I was 11 or 10. And so Tina would be going out on a date. And I would be babysitting my brothers because, like, Mom and Dad would go out. Now, this is before Mom, you know, this is before Mom got into Al-Anon when I really started babysitting. I was still babysitting my brothers. And I'd have fights with them. I mean, I was their age. I was really young. I thought I was big, old, you know, and tough and rough and everything. And they were supposed to listen to me. I was their mommy when Mommy was gone. And I would say, y'all, it's time for you to go to bed. And they'd say, no. And I'd say, go to bed. And I'd hit them. Not really bruise them or anything. I would hit them. And my brothers are twins, and so there's two against one there, too. They're the same age. And I'd tell one to go to the bedroom, and the other one come up behind me and jump me, you know? And I'm going, fighting them off. And so I really had a bad problem with that. And then I went to Altoona, I talked to them about that, and they pretty well helped me. And I learned that all I had to say was, Mommy and Dad said you had to go to bed at this time. So would you please go? And if they said no, I said, well, okay. You'll hear it from Mom and Dad when they got home, and they'd go straight to bed. So I really didn't have to worry with that as much. But then when Mom got into Al-Anon, I was jealous of that too because she was Al-Anon. She had her Al-Anon friends. And my sisters weren't, like Tina was about in college. She's my second sister, and my older sister, she was married, and so it was just me and the boys, and Tina was home on weekends and stuff, and during the summers, but I still wanted my mom's attention. I didn't have to go to my friend's house. I knew that I had love in the house, that I didn't need to go out and find people to love, give me love and everything. So I wanted her love just as much, because Dad was passed out on the couch. You couldn't go ask him for love, you know. So I'd go to Mom, and she'd go to her Al-Anon meetings, or she would have an Al-Anon friend over, or they'd go to Shoney's after Al-Anon. And it seemed like I wanted my mom there 24 hours, and it was selfish of me, because it's not the way it's supposed to be. But I really got mad at her Al-Anon friends. I wanted to just, you know, I hated Al-Anon, and that's terrible, because now I love it. I hated everything. I started even hating my family. I hated my mom, I hated my dad, I hated my brothers, I hated my sisters. And that was another big problem I had. I couldn't wait to go to Altoona. And then I finally got to go, like I said, and that really worked out everything. I'm still working. I'm not perfect yet, but I'm hoping to get there someday. I started really hating everyone, and I'd go and I'd tell them how I felt, and I found someone else to give me love if Mom had her Al-Anon friends. I had my Al-Anon friends and Al-Anon, and then I started loving the world. And before I got into Al-Anon and everything, Mom would say, Tracy, you don't smile enough. And that's one thing I really hate her about, because she would say, Tracy, you don't smile. Tracy, smile. In sixth grade, I got an award for the most smiling girl in the school. I smiled constantly. And all my friends said they liked being around me, because when they were down, my smile always picked them up. And I cannot understand why Mom said I did not smile. And I didn't notice I didn't smile until a friend in Alton told me once that he had read a story that he would, I forget how the story really went, but when he would go inside the door, he would take his smile off and hang it on the door. And then when he would come out, he would put that smile back on. And that's just what I did. When I'd go start into that house, I'd take my smile off, hang it on the doorknob or, you know, whatever. And then when I was ready to come back out of the house, I'd take that smile off and put it on. And I was just the most happy girl in the world because I did not want anyone to know what the family problems I had. I did not want them to know that my dad drank. And I didn't want them to know that I didn't get along with my brothers. Well, see, I thought I didn't get along. They loved me. My sister said they always, you know, I've now found out that my sisters thought I was, you know, they sort of looked down to me, but up, you know what I mean? I'm down, but they looked up to me in a way. And my brothers, they resented me because I told them what to do, but they still loved me. And I couldn't, you know, really understand what all these problems I was having with my family. And I wouldn't bring friends in. Like I told you, I had friends I would stay with. I mean, I would go stay with them, and I'd love staying with other people. I'd go stay all night almost every week, or I was gone every weekend. Now I'm hardly ever gone. I stay at the house on the 24 hours. No, I go next door, but I mean on weekends if I'm going to have someone in, I have them in, but I usually don't go and stay with anyone that much. Because I know now that I don't have to go out to get love and, you know, and everything. I had this one friend, and when I finally got into Aladdin, I found out that none of us caused my dad to drink. No, I used to think my mom did. I used to think, Dad won't drink if Mom didn't yell, you know. But I know now the reason Mom was yelling is because Dad drank and he's driving her crazy. And not only that, it was driving her crazy, but, you know, just other things. But I never thought I was the reason that he drank it, you know. Or I just thought it was because my mom. And now, with my friends and everything, I found out that I can bring them in. My dad gets passed out on the floor, and I did bring him in. I just said, excuse my dad, and we stepped right over and went down where my bedroom. And they would ask what's wrong, and I said, well, ask him. You know, I didn't have to tell him what's wrong with him. It was not, you know, it wasn't me that had anything wrong. If they wanted to find out, they had to ask him. And my closest friends knew that I was an Alateen. And I never said my dad was an alcoholic until he admitted it. And when he finally did admit, I was out with, you know, he got really mad one night and he took off. And I really don't know the whole story because I don't think I was there when the fight happened. Oh, yes, I do. Mom and Dad were getting divorced. And my dad had found out about it and my dad didn't know how to handle it. And he got really messed up one night, and the next morning we're all asleep, me and my mom and my brothers. My sister's in college, and we're all sleeping in her bedroom, my sister's bedroom upstairs, and we're all piled in one bed. And it's the snow's like up to your knees this day, and we hear the sirens coming up the street, and we look out the window, and here comes my dad and two police, I don't know, cars came up behind him, and they came in our yard. Well, I didn't really think anything of it until, you know, I thought, oh my goodness, they're coming in our yard, they're following my dad. So we sat in there and watched my dad for a few minutes. Mom didn't even go out, you know, it was what happened to him, and she knew that she didn't have to handle, you know, she wasn't there, she didn't have to feed him or anything. So when the cops got him, he passed out. He was in a blackout. he fell over in the snow and everything when he was trying to get out of the car, and they were asking him for his license. And my dad never goes anywhere without his license or his registration or whatever. You know, he leaves that in the car, and he has two licenses he had. And he had one always in the car and one in his wallet. And so we knew, finally Mom decided she should go out because this was going on too long. They weren't doing anything. They weren't taking him away or, you know, they weren't doing anything. I didn't mean, I mean. So mom starts just to go out, and she pulls her robe on and her shoes, and she runs out, and she goes, now there's, they go, he has no license. And mom says, yes, he does, he has one right here. He has one in his wallet. And well, they can find his wallet. So she says, well, there's one in the car. So she's going through all this stuff in the car and everything, and she finally finds it. And so she shows him, and they say, we knew one of the cops, dad and mom did, I don't know. And he said to dad, he goes, Charlie, when you sober up, you come down to the police station, and we'll handle everything then. So we bring dad inside the house, and he's downstairs on the couch, passed out as usual. And I'm going down the stairs to go to my bedroom, because our bedroom's downstairs, mom and dad's, mine is, in the family room, and he's out on the couch in the family room, and I'm going down to my bedroom, and he goes, Tracy, like, you know, and he wanted to know what happened. And I didn't know what to tell him, because I thought, you know, he knows what happened, why should I tell him what happened? And so I would run up the stairs and she goes, Tracy, go down and tell your father what happened. So I went down, I go, Dad, you know, you had a hit and run. And he said, I did, and all this. And I said, I couldn't tell him much, because I really didn't know. So later he comes up the stairs and he's asking mom. And mom told me to go ahead. A friend called me, and she wanted me to go out sledding in the snow. So I said, mom said, I said, can I? And she said, yes, you go right ahead. So I went on out. And I came back, and my dad was gone. He had gone to get treatment. And that was the best time of my life. I mean, I just thought, oh, gosh, you know, he's hit his bottom, like they say, you know. And it just made me so happy. I cannot believe that finally. And when he came back, he was sober for a pretty long time. I'd say 40 days. And then he took a drink. And this is not Allerton for one thing. I start screaming at him, and I said, you just did that to hurt me. You just took that drink to hurt me. And I thought, you know, I don't need Allerton. Well, before then, I thought, hey, Allerton's taught me everything. I don't hit my brothers anymore. I don't hit my sisters, you know. But then when this happened, I just started screaming. My sister took me out of the house, and I just couldn't believe it. My older sister came and got me into my brothers. And mom was away for a week and week. And when she came back, she had heard about it. But I just couldn't believe that my dad had taken another drink, and I blamed him for trying to hurt me. But I know now that he wasn't trying to hurt me. It's just what comes along. They just think they can drink one more drink, and he finds out he couldn't. And I couldn't, you know, it was just terrible. So finally when I calmed down and mama came home, they explained, and I went to Allerton. I don't know if that was close to Allerton or something. And I went and I told them my problem, and they explained everything to me. And I just, now I know that he wasn't trying to hurt me, you know, that he wasn't even thinking about me when he took that drink. I mean, he was thinking about his kids. Of course, he loved us, you know, but not, he didn't think that him taking this to hurt anyone. And then later, he's been sober for a pretty long time. And I've been in Allerton for almost 4 years, and I love every day of it. And I have so much more I need to still work on in Allerton. And I know I have friends that love me. And I know I have family that does love me. I don't have to try to win their love. They love me. And I know I have all you all out there that love me. And I thank y'all for inviting me here and everything. So thank you.